Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And I know some people are going to take offense to this, but I really mean this. And I think you just have to, you got to be honest. What do you call the three great Yankee fans here at WFAN, Keith McPherson, Sean Morash, and Chris McMonagle? You have probably the best bit
law firm.
The law firm.
That is the law firm of McPherson, McMonagle, and Morash.
That law firm may never want to admit this, but you know who that law firm hates the most. You know who that law firm believes is their biggest rival, even if they admit it, I don't know. The biggest rival of the New York Yankees for the first time in their history is the New York Mets. And that's nuts because they're in another league, but it's true. The Soto thing, the Cohens, the big billionaire
thing. Yeah, but
I think
it's so short-lived. I think it'll be done with.
You think so?
Very quickly.
Even though Soto signed a 15-year deal and the Mets should hopefully be good for a while?
Especially if the Yankees fulfill the expectation of this season. That is, getting back to the World Series and maybe besting whoever's there. Let's call it the Dodgers. Right, I don't think it's gonna last. I don't think the Soto thing has years longs of legs.
But if that happens, to your point, they win the World Series. Who is their biggest rival then? Because they just extinguished everybody. So who would it be? If it's not, if you disagree with me that it's the Mets, if it's not the Red Sox or the Astros, or I guess you could say the Guardians, they played them in the ALCS last year.
Yeah.
Who would their biggest rival be?
I don't know. I'm just looking at both sides, and the Mets are the only one because they're in the city, but it doesn't. It doesn't make sense.
As of right now, their biggest rivals in New York Mets. You can admit it.
Maybe a fan rival. But if you're the Yankee player, do you really care that much about the Mets?
No, and to the point about players, I think a lot of times players don't think like us in that regard.
Yeah,
so it's
do,
not even
though.
About them. It's more about the fans.
But we do, because in football, the Giants' biggest rival is the Eagles.
I think that's different, though.
And the players hate them just like the fans do.
But don't you think?
I think for the Jets, the biggest rival is the Patriots.
Right.
And the fan hates them just as much as the player does.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think the New York Yankee hates the New York Mets.
I agree with that. If we're going to judge the players, I would say it's not them. I don't even know who the heck it is, but it's not them. But I think to fans, whether Yankee fans admit it or not, I don't know if they will. I'm not positive. It is the Mets. Like, are you really that jacked up about playing the Red Sox tonight? It's just a nameless, faceless opponent.
I feel like when we get Met or Yankee fans calling about the Mets, it's more just to mock Juan Soto's struggles early.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's I hate the Mets. Steve Cohen is such a jerk. The roster is terrible. Francisco Lindor, I hate that guy. I can't stand looking at him. Pete Alonso's a doof. I don't think nobody says that.
Why would you call Pete that? That's very mean of you. A doofus? A doof? Whatever you called him?
I don't know. I made up a word. But still, I don't think, but my point is, the Yankee fan doesn't say that.
So who
they
is
don't,
there?
They don't have this vitriol toward the Met players or their organization.
So who's their biggest rival right now?
I, I don't know. I would say the Astros.
I stumped you. Oh, you okay?
But it's. I don't think it is anymore.
I don't think it is either.
Maybe it's the Tigers, and it hasn't even happened yet.
Not yet. It could be because the Tigers are good. Like, yes, this can change. This can evolve, just like the Astros did. Like, who would have guessed a decade ago the Astros would have become the Yankees' biggest rival?
Yeah, but
things can evolve.
But that was special circumstances, obviously.
Well, I think
because
it was
they cheated.
It was that and playing them a lot and losing to them a lot. Yeah, I think that there's combinations
losing to
things.
Them because they. You think they cheated.
Well, yeah, they did the first time.
So
I agree with you on that.
And probably the second.
So right now, your answer to a very tricky, it seems simple, but tricky question going into Yankees Red Sox is, who is the Yankees' biggest rival? Your answer is still the Astros.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just asking. Now, Tommy,
as long as Altuve's on that team, I'm going to say the Astros.
That's the one thing. You do make a point that as long as he's there, there's a shot.
Right.
But he's the only
because
one there.
Because as soon as he's gone... And he's kind of, he's not marginalized, but he doesn't feel as, I don't know, Herculean. Not to use that word inappropriately because of his size, but still.
Yeah, it sounds like you're mocking Jose Altuve.
But I'm just saying, he doesn't feel as like dominant, all-star, or MVP worthy as he used to be.
And what's funny
is he's so diminished that it doesn't even really count anymore.
No, I agree. I mean, Jose Altuve is not the same player. He's not that good.
No.
I'll say it. I love the guy. He actually borderline stinks. So it's not the same, the Astros.
Right.
Who's their biggest rival, Tommy?
Hands down, without a question, the Yankee fans' biggest rival is their big brother, the Met fan.
Mm. Yeah, no, I think it's the Met fan.
Yeah, when we're going fan rivalry.
No. The Yankees' biggest rival is the Met fan. And those represented by Tommy Lugauer, positive Tommy. Positive,
LLC.
Positive troll. Yes. Well, is what I should call you.
But, Teak, you say it's a troll. Yankee fans, and really their team, the biggest series that they got up for so far this year wasn't the Dodgers, not going to be the Red Sox, it was the Mets.
I also want to make this clear, Teak. He is a troll. I'm not trolling. I'm trying to give an honest answer. Like, whenever the Yankees do play the Red Sox, I feel like this comes up. Like, hey, state of the Yankees-Red Sox rivalry. The state of the rivalry is it's dead. That's the state of the rivalry. So I look around, and for the last few years, whenever we would talk about this, to me it was the Astros have replaced the Yankees, the Red Sox.
It should have been Baltimore.
The Orioles had a real shot. They had some benches clearing incidents. Mm-hmm. They were an emerging young team. They had a new owner. Now, they've gotten hot recently. I think they've won 4 or 5 in a row. But
they're still 13 back.
Right, so it's not the Orioles.
No.
Now, I know what the audience is thinking. They're thinking, man, you know, we don't usually miss Sean, but Sean Morash would offer an opinion on this. Well, what if I told you we have contacted Sean Morash, but before we hear his opinion on the subject, I'd like to play a game. Hmm. What's Sean going to say? What is Sean going to say about who the Yankees' biggest rival is? And I also have the answer of Chris Big Mac McMonagle.
Okay. Are we guessing?
Forget Big Mac because I don't have audio of him. So let's just do Sean. Sean Morash's answer.
I'm going to say he's going to say the Dodgers.
You're going to say the Dodgers. That's a good one. The Dodgers, another cross-league team. But hey, we couldn't get past them. They're the best. Good guess. Tommy Lugauer, you've known that man for a long time. What will Sean say? We're about to play the clip. Asked him the question, hey, who is the Yankees' biggest rival right now in 2025?
I think Sean is going to say the Boston Red Sox.
So you're going Boston Red Sox, not the Astros, not the Mets, not even the Dodgers. Okay. And Tiki, you're saying Dodgers.
I am.
I can't guess because I know the answer. Ladies and gentlemen, he is one of the lawyers from the very popular, what order do you do when you say their names?
I go McPherson, McMonagle, Morash. I make sure Sean is last.
So you go based on talent level. So top talent to bottom talent.
Yes.
Okay, fair enough. So let's hear from the Morash in the McPherson, McMonagle. By the way, all their last names start with M. Mm.
That's the only reason it works.
That's why it flows so well.
Right.
And the first two names are the Max.
I didn't even think about that.
That's why it's a great bit.
It really is. It's your best one.
Oh, thank you.
That and No Biggie are like just off the charts right now. It's why you are generational.
Yes.
Here's Sean Morash's answer to who the Yankees' biggest rival is.
Evan, the Yankees' biggest rival is and always will be the Red Sox. The curse of the Bambino, the 04 collapse, Johnny Damon comes to our team and wins the championship, Wade Boggs rides a freaking horse. It can't be the Mets because that's a hammer and nail situation. What, Steve Cohen decided to spend a few bucks and suddenly you think that we care enough to make you our biggest rival? Everybody's juiced up this weekend for Yankees Red Sox. the first of its name this year.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Mets. The Mets is a fun Subway Series where you guys flex and pretend it's your World Series. Our rival? Not even close.
You got it right, Tommy.
Well done,
sticking
Tommy.
With the Red Sox.
I found myself wanting to argue with a recording of Rich. Well, because, and this is the reason why I gave Red Sox, because I know how Sean's brain thinks. He doesn't actually buy that. That's his way of saying, I know we're not better than the Dodgers, so I'm not going to put them over by saying they're our biggest rival, because he knows the Dodgers are better, and he doesn't want to give any satisfaction to people like me or Evan and Sal and say it's the Mets. So he goes to old reliable, which is the Red Sox. They're not the Yankees' biggest rival anymore, but Sean, it's the safest place to park his car and say it's the Red Sox. He mentioned all the history. He didn't mention anything about the present. Who cares about the history? It's about the here and now. I didn't hear any here and now in that segment.
No,
because there is no here and now.
Exactly. There is no here and now. And it's been going on like this for a while where Yankees, Red Sox is, you know, it's just kind of a dying rivalry now. It could change at any moment. You know, the Red Sox could very well get onto the Yankees level, but they're not. They're just not. I didn't think they were to begin this season.
Yeah, but it's also like who you mentioned it briefly earlier. Who do you hate from the Red Sox?
When Devers faces Cole and there was that daddy son relationship because Devers owned them, that was really it. Other than that, I don't think you hate anybody on the Red Sox. And Alex Bregman had a chance because of his Houston ties. He's injured. You're not going to see him. When Garrett Crochet, who's going to be on the Red Sox for a long time, makes the start over the weekend, that's the first time the Yankees are facing him as a starting pitcher.
Right.
There's no history with Garrett Crochet. There's no history with all the young players that are emerging. Now, those young players can become hindrances to you.
Right.
You know, you may hate Christian Campbell someday, but as of right now, it's just it's a dormant rivalry. And I think you make a great point, Teague. I really do, and this is so odd for me to think this because I've mentioned how teams in your divisions and teams in your league matter so much more.
Right.
I think the Dodgers are very much in this conversation.
Yeah, because it's the one that you think of that you hate because of what they did to you the last time you saw them.
And what
not in the regular season, in the World Series.
And what they said about
what
you
they said.
After.
Exactly. Exactly. They knew that you were going to make mistakes. All you had to do was keep getting balls in play, and eventually we were going to find a way to win that game. They mocked you.
Absolutely. And I think that two things have happened around baseball that have allowed us to actually say, yeah, the Yankees' biggest rival is a National League team.
Mm.
Like, literally, Tiki and I both disagree on who the Yankees' biggest rival are, and we're both naming National League teams.
Right.
And that 3 years ago, I would have said, is the stupidest thing ever.
Right.
The reason I think it's changed is you play everybody every year now, so you know you're facing that team once a year. It's not 13 times, but it's 3 times.
Right.
And I think the Yankee dominance over the American League. I think when you combine the fact that they're, and not to take anything away from Detroit, because they're having a great season, and they're the team to kind of look at
right.
as the postseason comes close.
They're going
to
be good.
Right, and they're a factor. I don't mean to shuffle them away, but as of right now, as a Yankee fan, there's no American League team you're afraid of, but you look across at the Dodgers and even the Mets, and you're like, I hate those guys.
Mm.
So whether you want to admit it or not, and Sean chose not to, and I would guess that Big Mac and Keith wouldn't either. There's no way either guy's going to say the Mets. I think there's a chance that Keith would say the Dodgers. I think there's a chance.
Right.
I think most could default and just say the Red Sox.
Big Mac will say Red Sox also.
Probably. Probably. But when you really give yourself the truth, sir, you know it's the Mets or the Dodgers. I'll give you the Dodger one, Teague.
I think you just have a reason. I'm thinking of it from a, I hate the team and I hate some of those players. And the Mets haven't given you a reason to hate them. The Met fan has, again, the Tommy Troll, but the Mets players have not. Pitchers, position players, nobody. The Dodgers, position players and fans and everybody have given you a reason to hate them.
Though I will say, two of the guys who opened their mouths after the World Series not are not even there anymore. Joe Kelly and Chris Taylor.
Right.
I think about it that way. Andrew is calling from Amityville. What's up, Andrew?
Hey, thanks for taking the call. As a longtime Yankee fan, I was at the Jeter running to the stands game and all that heartbreak and everything. I think you're a little missing the mark, and I think you usually do have a great pulse, but I feel like, actually, and I'll tell you why, I think it's still the Astros. And I think it's because we haven't directly gotten over them yet. I just think it's a little less inflamed as it was, but we haven't beaten them in the ALCS directly, and we haven't won a title. And Altuve's still there, of course, but I think it's still Astros and then Red Sox, just less inflamed. And, you know, I'm a big Yankee fan. I like the rivalry with the Mets, but it's just not, it just doesn't hit that high level as the other guys.
Interesting. Interesting. The Astro one feels so, and I like his terminology, it's less inflamed.
Yeah.
The combination of the fact that nobody's left except for Altuve, and Altuve's a, like not even close to what he used to be, makes it like it's just the logo.
Yeah.
And it's just the franchise in general, because the GM isn't there, the manager isn't there. Like, there's nothing the same about them.
No, it feels like a hollow shell. And but they're still good, obviously, because they're sitting atop the West. But I wouldn't hate them. I hate Altuve, but that's it. It's kind of like a cute hate.
Acute hate. Oh, that's even more insulting.
Like, you know we hate you. When are you done?
Charlie's in Staten Island. Hey, Charlie.
Hey, what's going on? If you ask a millennial, it'll always be the Red Sox. If you ask Gen Z, it'll be Mets, Dodgers.
Yeah.
Like, I still fixed the group chat this morning. Like, let's bury this Red Sox and get glorified. We play them, I think, six out of the next nine, so...
Well, I get it. And you do have a chance to bury him. I mean, right now the Red Sox are sitting at four games under 500 and 9.5 games out. And so, sure, if you sweep them and they're 12.5 out, you bury them. But I'd argue that they're buried anyway because I just don't think they're any good.
Yeah. How are they coming back from this?
Yeah. Like, I guess they could, you know, in terms of a wild card spot, well, sure, I mean, you're never fully buried.
And
I
you
just
never
think
know
they
what
got...
they're going to do at the deadline because, look, let's not forget.
Yeah, they're going to sell at the deadline.
Well, unless they get close. If they're sitting at 500 at the deadline, think about how much money they wanted to spend this offseason. You think they'd actually go for it? That's the question. And I think there's a good chance if they are at five or trending above 500 at the deadline, then they make a shot. They take a shot.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.